I wrote a blog about like really thinking intentionally about synchronous versus asynchronous mm-hmm. learning kind of activities, and how I would love to see that precious synchronous time. And that doesn't, quite frankly, it doesn't matter to me whether we're talking about synchronous in a physical classroom or in a Zoom room, to really create time and space for the learning activities that benefit from human interaction, social learning. And so giving kids a chance to bring whatever they have, notes or the beginning of something, to that synchronous time, where then the teacher doesn't have to give the instruction, doesn't have to go through a model hoping everybody's paying attention. The kids have had access to that. And quite frankly, if they didn't watch the video, they can still watch it during this, you know, like play it. And the teacher can get into the weeds supporting that progress, and also leverage the community, that collective intelligence of this group, to allow kids to work with and learn from each other. And I think one of my areas of frustration, I actually just blogged about this, is what I perceive as the underutilization of shared collaborative virtual spaces online. Like, how are we honoring the fact that in part learning has a social dimension, and kids are, a lot of them, quarantined, socially distant, craving connection, and we're not necessarily prioritizing that in the synchronous time in the way that I think would help kids take these ideas they engage with asynchronously in a video or whatever, and then put them into practice or apply them.